Happy Monday. She's back. This is Cozy Room Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mama of the girls. Welcome back. Y'all see the title, Seeing Help from Dad's Perspective, because the reality is, as much as society would make people assume, all dads are not incompetent, so do not mistreat them, okay? The things fathers do / don't do matters, okay? If you have a father for your child that works, engages with the child, helps at home, shows up for school activities, takes time off for appointments, a dad that can handle a day or days without you, and the quality of how your children live does not change, you got a good man, Savannah. Okay. The reality is, a good dad definition has evolved, and I love the fact that it has evolved into something better, something bigger, something more pivotal, something engaging, something involved. And dads are with it. Okay. They're with the day to day. They're with working. They're with providing. They're with leading. They're with showing empathy, sensitivity, and kindness. And then you have other dads who want to be compared to what their dad did or their grandfather. And the reality is, if you're on a level of doing what your grandfather did or what your dad did, and that was basically just working and making babies, and that's it, you're what I would call doing bare minimum dad work, dad help, okay? And I like a modern dad versus old school value dad. And I want to talk about how moms might be in it day to day and showing up for kids day to day, but there are a lot of dads who are also in it day to day that want moms to see things from their perspective. They want moms to understand how fatherhood is for them, looks for them, feels for them, so they can understand what they want to be a part of also. Welcome to Cozy Room Podcast, where I keep it real about parenting so we can better parent. What dads wish moms understood was, first and foremost, they want the best for the kids too. They are not the enemy. They are not working against you. They're trying to be realistic and practical about what can actually be done in a timely fashion. Okay. Dads also want moms to understand that they want to be a good partner. You know, they want to be a good husband, but they also are balancing society pressures of manhood while being a father, while being your partner, while being your husband. And it's a lot to take on. And they can't push that on anybody else, because society looks at a man to lead. A society looks at a man to take whatever comes first. Okay? And that's a lot of pressure that men deal with. The dads also want to be appreciated also. They want to know that they are appreciated. They want to know that their thoughts matter. They want to know that people are happy to see them. They want to know that they're wanted and their kids want them to be included. So don't leave them out. Dads also feel a lot of anxiety and pressure to not mess up, because the whole family depends on you. And I know what it's like, you know, as a single mom to have both of these kids in here depending on me and calling me and asking me what's for dinner and asking me what we're going to do tomorrow and asking me, can we go here? And one of them wants to do this and the other one is not entertained by that. So I got to do this, which means I got to be in two places today instead of one. I got to spend more money than I thought. And I have to make sure both of them are semi-satisfied. Imagine that. Times more people with the same 24 hours. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of dads deal with that. And a lot of moms don't understand what type of pressure that feels like when you're thinking about what could happen, what didn't happen, what you need, what has to be on the back burner, what has to be prioritized for today. It's just a lot to think about. It's a lot to deal with, and it's a lot to carry for a lot of dads. Dads also need more grace, and they want more time to learn how to be a better dad. Also, you know, I've talked about this in the past about how dads, when they first, you know, bring home a newborn, they don't get the same bonding time as women. That's just, you know, what it's like living in America. You don't get the same quality time to spend with that new baby like a mom would. And some dads feel frustrated behind that. You know, if you have a busy father that wakes up really early to go to work, he probably goes to work before his kids gets up. And by the time he gets home, they're probably already in bed. You know, they had a whole day without you. That's a lot to take on and have to hear what happened today that was funny, what happened today that was fun, and you were not included. But you wanted to be included, but the reality is dads cannot be in two places at once. They can't be, all right? And on top of that, moms struggle with child loss or miscarriages, and so do dads. But the only difference is dads who struggle with the loss of a child, a lot of them carry that in silence. A lot of them carry that in anger. And it's lonely when you're grieving like that. It's lonely when you don't have a resource to express what you feel. And a lot of dads sometimes grieve quietly when they lose a child because they see that the mom is struggling through it. And so they feel like they can't go to her because then they'll just make her go through it again. And then they feel like they can't go to, you know, they're boys about it because all of them have kids and they're still trying to have their first, you know, or they've never dealt with loss and they don't want to cry in front of their friends. Some of them go to their mom about it, but it's only so much that your mom can do when you're a grown man. And so they just carry it. And most dads feel guilty for resting or asking for rest, because they're always needed or they're always in a position to be needed. They do not like feeling out of place. So include them in feedings, changes, bath time, games, pool outings, movie night, where everybody wants to choose to go on vacation. Make sure, like, when you think of including a dad, you don't think of him only in what can.
At Great Wolf Lodge, there's adventure for the whole family. You and your pack can splash away in the indoor water park where it's always 84 degrees. There's a massive wave pool, a lazy river, and tons of water slides for your pack to enjoy together. And the fun doesn't stop there. Get ready to explore and play at adventure-packed attractions from Magi Quest, a live-action game that takes place throughout the lodge to the Northern Lights Arcade. There's also a bunch of great dining options and complimentary daily events like nightly dance parties, all under one roof. And the best part? With 22 lodges across the country, you're always only a short drive away from adventure. So bring your pack together at a lodge near you. Book your stay today at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
He do for us. Dad can do it. You know what I'm saying? Does dad want to do it? Yes, but dad also wants to be participating in what's happening. A lot of why I don't do birthday parties for the girls anymore is because I never felt like I was enjoying the birthday. I felt like I was pulling the strings so everybody else can enjoy the birthday. And I found myself always being in a position of taking the picture, but never really in the picture. And I didn't like that. And so now when it's the girls' birthdays, I just focus on, you know, definitely getting them gifts, but getting them gifts, doing things with them, going places with them, not focusing on a party. Definitely I get them a cake, but I don't really have a lot of people over for like singing happy birthday. I make it very like intimate and personal. Sometimes my mom is here, sometimes she's not. Sometimes their dad is here, sometimes they're not for it. I don't mind them having their birthday celebrated elsewhere with their dads. That never bothered me. I've never planned a birthday with their dads together. We've always done something separately. And so I try to be included, and a lot of dads want to be included in enjoying what's happening, not just paying for it, not just driving there, not just buying the plane tickets. They want to be included, and we should include them. Dads want to make sure moms understand that they don't want to be the mean one. They don't want to be the one that you tell the child, I'm going to call your dad and he's going to do this because you were bad today. They don't want to be the mean one, because if you think about it, if a child never really gets to spend time with the dad because he's always busy working or out of town, and then the one time that dad does get to spend with that child, you want them to talk to them about what they did bad. You want them to talk about how they failed or what they didn't do good on, or discipline them for how they've been acting while they were gone. You're going to be the mean one. You're going to be the one that they don't want to see. They don't want to see coming. And no dad wants to feel like that. So don't always put the discipline on a dad. Moms, you have to balance out some of the discipline too. Okay? And discipline does not mean you don't like your kid. Discipline is a part of loving. It's boundaries, okay? And sharing how dads feel, sometimes it's hard for them because it feels like they're putting weight on a mom to carry on top of everything she already did today with the kids. And so a lot of times dads just keep it to themselves and they hold it, which I don't recommend. You have to communicate that some way, but I promise you, if you pick the right partner, if you pick the right wife, if you pick the right parent to co-parent with, I promise you, she can hear what you're struggling with and try to figure out a plan to try to ease that, try to help that, try to make that better, try to communicate better. But you have to tell her. You have to talk to her. Y'all have to find some balance in what's needed, what's not being done. And you'll have to communicate. Also, for dads who might not be the biological dad coming in on a family, dads want moms to know that joining a family that's already in its already made habits is hard, okay? Because they feel kind of like, who am I to suggest something new? Who am I to introduce a new way of doing things just because I came, you know? So they slightly already feel, can I raise my hand and suggest something? Kind of like that. And the things they want to do to make a change is definitely to make it better from their perspective. And they hope that you can see things from their perspective. But sometimes and somehow it always seems like, oh, here's this person that likes the mom and is trying to come in here and control and change things. And they don't want it to feel like that. So for a mom, I think it is helpful to be understanding of offering space for suggestions from that stepdad, offering space for bonding with that child that isn't biologically theirs, so they can find some respectful common ground, and then maybe trying a new way of doing things to help with how things move in the household. No dad wants to feel rejected from kids. That's a scary feeling, just like no mom wants to be rejected from kids. So they might tiptoe on things. They might maybe see something they disagree with, but not voice it instantly. Maybe they'll go to the mom first, or they'll go to the dad first privately, say something about it, see if it's addressed, see if something changes. And then if not, then before they even say anything to that child, it'll be something said to that other parent, just out of respect. Dads are definitely terrified of divorce. So a lot of times, things they want to express go silent. Things they want to do don't get done because they don't want that initial shock and that initial surprise of a mom or a woman not liking it and say, you know what, then we'll just get a divorce because I'm not doing that. You know what I'm saying? And some men don't want to deal with that possibility, so they just don't say anything. And they suffer in silence, they stress in silence, which leads to different diseases in the body. Maybe it's heart issues, maybe it's headaches, migraines, maybe it can lead to other different issues in the body. Stop suppressing what needs to be said and speak up. Okay? A lot of dads are mentally exhausted and they lack the tools to re-energize themselves. They don't vent as much as women. They don't talk to their partners because they want to lead and they want to come off as if they have it all together. And the reality is, nobody wakes up one day and just has it all together. It's a work in progress. So be easy on yourself, be kind to yourself, and be realistic. Communicate that to the person that you are parenting with. That's also fear not having the time to bond.
Woo! It took long enough.
I don't know about you, but I was tired of that cold weather, okay? And because I'm tired of that cold weather, that means we got new merch, baby. We got new merch on the Shambi Pod and Spot. And if you're looking for what else is she talking about, go to shambipodden.com. Thank you so much for checking out this show and checking out these podcasts. And if you're listening to this, that means you already knee deep in. And I appreciate you. Enjoy yourself. Don't be a stranger. Drop a review. Now back to the show. But their kids and their kids either resenting them as they grow or having something to say about, my dad was never there, my dad never helped with this, my dad never had money, my dad this. So a lot of times, some dads, in excuse for their absence, put money in the forefront. Well, I maybe wasn't there all the time, but you always had these shoes. You always had the latest computer and technology. You always had uniforms. You never needed for anything. The lights were never off. You always had running water. You always had the freshest cut. I always got your hair done. Anything you call me and ask for, I gave it to you. A lot of parents spoil and give their kids things out of guilt for not being around, for not being available, and guilt out of not being the father or the parent they should have been. And unfortunately, if you don't make space and time and prioritize being in your child's life the way that your child needs, that's a con. And sometimes resentment you're going to have to prepare yourself to live with. So you got to make a decision. Either you do less of what it requires to not be out of the household and not be around as much and be around more and have experiences with your kids. Maybe not have as much money as you would if you were gone. But the quality of life for your kids is really not based on just money. It's also quality time. You know, a lot of people feel like, oh, I come from a two-parent household. We had this, we had that. You know, we never needed for nothing. But you don't have a relationship with your dad because your dad was always in the house, somewhere else, not around the kids, never came in your room, never asked you what you were doing, didn't know what you liked. You didn't talk to him. Nobody bothered him in his little space. Nobody asked him his opinion on anything. He was just like a body in the house, a body in the apartment. You know what I'm saying? And it's a sad reality for a lot of millennials, a lot of our parents, a lot of our grandparents. But that's why I say fatherhood has evolved. And as a mom, dads want to be a part of it. They want to be more engaged. They want to be more involved. So always let them know, hey, I'm planning this next weekend at this time. If you're off or if you could get off of work to come, come. Hey, they have a graduation or assembly for this honors thing next Friday. If you can take time off of work or come here by this time, I'll save you a seat. Come through. I'm sure the kids will want to see you. And that's all it takes. And what happens is, to a child, it just looks like both of their parents came together, made time, made space, and showed up for them, which just helps their confidence. And stuff like that matters. Stuff like that matters. It is a very empty, heavy feeling to know that a dad and a mom shows up for this kid, but only a mom can show up for this kid because this kid's dad just doesn't find that important, doesn't think that that matters, and feels like, oh, their mom got it. There's going to be differences in that child's confidence compared to their sibling. Because kids just become better people when they know they are supported equally by both of their parents. Okay? And dads love their family, but the reality is it is a heavy pressure to carry sometimes to be the anchor of your family, to be the leader of your family all the time, to have, you know, people who love you, don't really know you that well, don't have time to spend with you because of your schedule, always needs you and always wants something and always come to you asking for something, rarely coming to you to give something, right? And so it's so important to include a dad, love a dad, let a dad know that they're appreciated and have that quality time where you just called your dad to call your dad. You just came over to come over and spend time. You didn't come over because you needed this. You didn't come over to complain. You didn't come over to vent. You didn't ask your dad to come over to fix the door. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it is cool, especially when you're grown and your dad is still around, take your dad out to dinner. Call your dad up one day and be like, hey, you want to go out for breakfast? Just me and you. Just me and you now. Or even the other parent. It is cool for you to call the other parent and be like, hey, are you free such and such? Do you want to go out to eat? And just have like food over appreciation. That's it. I just wanted to take you out because I appreciate you. That's it. There's nothing wrong with that. And last but not least, society rarely sees dads solo with children. So that's why society, when they do see that, and they do see a dad being a parent.
Ooh, what y'all talking about? What y'all talking about? Put me in. Okay. Maybe next time. Yep. Y'all know I'm Drake, be Drake with everything culture, the podcast for all cultures, the podcast with a purpose. Our mission statement comes from the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., which is he believed that men hate each other because they fear each other. They fear each other because they don't know each other. They don't know each other because of segregation. And because of segregation, we have miscommunication. So we created this podcast and platform and the pillars of respect, communication, and consistency. So we can get to know each other, so we can love one another. And I'm going to respect y'all conversation. But whenever y'all find time, come holler at us too. We'll love to continue the conversation and spark new ideas and new visions and new perspectives. Y'all have a great one. Peace.
And maybe disciplining a child or putting a child in a seat and they're having a hard time, just like that child would give a mom. They see that dad as being in the wrong, or maybe he's doing something he's not supposed to do, or whose kid is that that he's taking in the bathroom? It could be very well be his kid. But because it's not seen as much, where a dad is out and about shopping, doing day-to-day things with just a kid, people assume, oh, is that his kid? Is this a kidnapping? is that child in danger? And unfortunately, we can't control that. If more dads in society did things with their children out and about without the mom, people will calm down. But the reality is that's not a common thing still. Okay? So it's already assumed faster in public that something's wrong when a dad does it versus a mom. And unfortunately, it's going to take a while before we change that so things can balance out. But dads, I just wanted to do this episode because I hear you. I understand it. Come on, be included. Get in here. You should know everything about your child that the mom knows. And if you do not ask questions, if you want to know, communicate. Moms, communicate to dad. Just don't keep the information to yourself. If you're worried about something and you feel like a dad needs to know just so they're aware, talk to a dad. Don't just keep it between you and that child or between you and that teacher or between you and your friends. Okay? A little communication goes a long way. My name is Shan. This is shanbpodden.com. You can find me at the CZYWMB pod or podcast on Twitter and IG. If you would like to support this podcast, you are welcome to. I appreciate you. Shannon Pods is my podcast channel. I don't post all the episodes on there on video, but some are on there along with other podcasts that I do. You can also donate to this podcast in the show notes. Also, there is a merch shop for all the podcasts on Bonfire. The link is in the show notes. I appreciate you. I will be back with another one. Peace.